Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching and this daily devotional podcast based on 1 Thessalonians. To quote from chapter 2, verse 12, they're aimed at encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. Now, on to today's scripture. Today, it's chapter 1 and verse 7, a short verse, but contains much for us to meditate on today. It reads, "And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." A model. This connects with his discussion about imitation earlier. A model, the Greek word here, tupos, meaning a mark left by a blow, something imprinted. It's an example for others to follow. And how did they become this model to all the believers? I mean, this is a high calling. This is a high accolade, you could say, Paul is giving them, that they are a model not just to a few, not just locally, but in the entire region of Macedonia and Achaia. These are very large geographical areas spreading over hundreds of miles. And you became a model to all of them. This, you young baby church became a model. How did it happen? It happened because of what we've heard earlier from earlier verses in this chapter. It happened because they were chosen by God. They were loved by God. Because the gospel didn't come just with words, but with God's power, the Holy Spirit, deep conviction. It came because they imitated the Christ-like examples of Paul and his companions. And even though they endured severe suffering, they found that God gave them his joy by the Holy Spirit. They held on to that. And in doing so, they then became a model to all of these believers. I wonder how conscious you and I are of the fact that we are a model of Christ to others. A model to Christ for people in our home, in our family, in our workplace, our neighborhood, the clubs and various other things we belong to and the people we interact with. We're a model. And perhaps you find that to be a little burdensome. You don't like the idea of people looking at you and seeing you as a good or not so good model of Christ. Well, we can understand that kind of pressure, but I don't get the feeling that Thessalonians were trying to be a model, as in, look at us, we're so wonderful. It's more that the consequences of them having the joy of the Holy Spirit and imitating the life of a discipleship shown to them by Paul and his companions enabled them to become a model. And it's more about taking the opportunities and using the resources God has given us so that we can model Christianity to others rather than just trying to be some kind of model to reach some kind of standard we've probably decided for ourselves. No, they have their eyes on Jesus for this. They have their eyes on the ultimate one who models what it means to have a relationship with God. This is why, well, he's one of the reasons we have times of quiet with God regularly, is to remind us who we're following and to get our eyes fixed on Jesus. Jesus models prayer for us, especially in the Lord's Prayer. And maybe you'd like to have another look, a fresh look at the Lord's Prayer, and let that be Jesus' way of modeling prayer for you so that you can be close to him and walk in him and thus become a model to others, whether locally or far away. That's worth praying about today. Thank you for listening today. It's my hope, to paraphrase chapter 1, verse 3, that your work will be produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For more notes, lessons, and resources on these topics, go to my website, malcolmcox.org, and I'll finish with the last phrase of the letter. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Take care, and God bless.